This is episode 1884 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, we continue along with our series on mental focus. Each day this week, you have discovered a different meditation technique that you can do to help you improve your mental focus, which, as you've discovered this week, is at an all-time premium. So how have you been doing as you let go of distractions and stress and overwhelm, creating boundaries around what you allow yourself to focus on can help make such a big difference in your mental focus. And also, creating boundaries can help you manage those days that just don't seem to be going well. So when you create a boundary, you can actually manage a bad day. And a bad day really steals away your focus. And when you're thinking about how to go about creating a boundary, think about what matters most to you. And if you think about what matters most to you, then you can often more easily let go of those distractions that invade your thoughts, or those people that invade your time and your space. I have found that some of my biggest time wasters are when I randomly meet somebody and we get to talking, or if someone calls me and we go off on a tangent as we talk. These are such big time wasters. Even with loved ones and members of my family, when we're talking, a lot of times we're not being productive. And it's not as though we have to be having a productive conversation, just connecting together, talking about anything can be productive if you're feeling closer to the person and you're relating well. But sometimes conversations can lead to kind of odd places about things you really don't want to be thinking about or talking about. And these can become the biggest time wasters. And it's not even necessarily the time you spend talking about something. It's just the thought that remains with you when you leave the conversation. This happened to me just the other day when I ran into someone and she started talking about something that was really upsetting, and we had a very short conversation, but it was such a downer that I couldn't let that thought fall away from my focus. And I'm still thinking about what she said. And I thought about if I had just noticed the conversation was taking an awkward turn, which I did notice, and I had put a boundary down and changed the topic, or said, oh, I don't really want to even think about that. Let's talk about something else. It would have made such a big difference. I would have been so much more productive over these past few days because I've wasted a lot of time researching what she told me because it was so upsetting and verifying some of the things she told me, it's been a big distraction. And when I really think about the conversation and what she told me, it doesn't really matter. What would have mattered most to me would have been for me to have had a boundary and to have respected my boundary. So think about what you can do to put boundaries around your conversations with people. This can make a big difference in what you focus on. It can make a big difference as to whether or not you have a good day. So your meditation technique for today, as always, with a Friday's episode, which is the next to the last episode that I always record in a series. The episodes always end on a Saturday. We launch into brand new series on a Sunday. So in today's episode, whether you're listening to this on a Friday or not, I like to combine the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long and layer them together. This is a beautiful way for you to focus as you settle yourself down to meditate. So you'll combine the affirmation with the breathing technique, with the mudra, and with a chakra focus. So as you settle yourself down, mentally repeat, or even out loud repeat, I am present. I am present. That's the affirmation for this week. Feel yourself begin to settle into this present moment. Begin to inhale and exhale through your nose. And you could hold this week's Vajra Mudra to help you focus. It's a way you position your hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. Holding your left index finger upward and folding down your left fingers as if you're making the one sign, the number one sign, with your left index finger extended upward. Now wrap your right fingers around your left index finger. And then with your right thumb, just tap it down and touch your left index finger, the very tip of it, with your right thumb. That is the Vajra Mudra. Simple to do, and it helps to energize you with the stamina to focus and the willpower to focus. Hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. You could focus on your third chakra right at your navel. It impacts your zest for life, keeping focused on what matters most to you. The color of this chakra is yellow. You could visualize yellow surrounding you. The element is fire. Your inner fire, your passion, your zest for life that's burning within you. This helps you to keep focused on what is important to you. Think about your passions and those things that wake you up and get you out of bed in the morning. What are those passions? And inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, the breathing technique for this week is to inhale with a focus, focusing on something in your life that's important to you right now, bringing it to mind, focusing on it now. And as you exhale through your nose, feel a sense of clarity and commitment to your focus. Inhaling, focus. Exhaling, clarity. Continue focusing on these techniques. When your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. And then as you begin to settle down again and sink into a state of inner stillness where you're not thinking about the techniques, you're simply feeling this peace within you. This is true meditation. The techniques help to get you to this point, and they also help to refocus your mind when your mind begins to wander. You can find the full half-hour guided meditations, as well as access to over 1,800 guided meditations at your fingertips. At the Sip and Om meditation app, you can try it for 2 weeks free. It includes a weekly journal and slow down guide customized for each week's theme, taking you deeper into meditation. You are so worth slowing down for.